Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, June 7th. Today, a story about bikes bickering and alleged backstabbing. At the center of it all is a company called eBike Labs. Based in France, eBike Labs was founded in 2015 with an ambitious goal, according to TechCrunch. It wanted to build its own electric bike hardware controller that several e-bike manufacturers could then use to power their own bikes. This seemed like a solid idea at first, and eBike Labs even got a grant to do just this. But the idea never really took off. So in the past few years, eBike Labs decided to do what all startups have to do at some point, pivot. Instead of making hardware controllers, the company decided to focus on software and how it enhanced e-bike controllers from the inside out. The plan was to build software, then bring that software to other companies that already had established hardware. Investors like this idea. In 2021, eBike Labs raised €1 million in an equity crowdfunding campaign. That same year, it signed a contract with Cowboy. Cowboy was founded in Belgium in 2017 and had pumped out a string of well-received electric bikes of its own. The plan? eBike Labs would work on software for the next generation of Cowboy bikes. One of the features eBike Labs worked on for Cowboy was a technology in which the controller automatically adjusts the power level of the bike based on the current slope and wind conditions. That means that if you're riding uphill, the bike will adjust its power so that the rider doesn't feel like they're having to do a whole lot more work. Sounds pretty nice, right? Well, eBike Labs thought so too. And then came 2022. At some point during the year, Cowboy decided to terminate the contract. Why? Well, that was anyone's guess at the time. Cowboy was free to work with a variety of suppliers, so maybe it just didn't see a future with eBike Labs. Or maybe it was funding. After a big pandemic-fueled fundraising bump in 2020 and 2021, raising a huge sum of money quickly became harder. Either way, the relationship was over. So, fast forward to March of this year. Cowboy released a software update with an incredibly familiar feature. Called adaptive power, the feature automatically increased or decreased the power delivery of its electric motor based on a variety of external factors. And well, eBike Labs did not appreciate this bit of news, so it told shareholders that it planned to sue Cowboy for, quote, patent infringement, infringement of our know-how and unfair competition, end quote. To which Cowboy replied, hey, pump the brakes. That company denies the allegations and insists that they developed this technology independent of eBike Labs. But while eBike Labs and Cowboy are battling it out, the e-bike industry around them is growing, and fast. Longtime big names like Trek and Giant have started selling e-bikes, and Van Moof, Mustache, and Rad Power Bikes have established themselves as forces to be reckoned with. So while eBike Labs and Cowboy work things out, they'll have to be conscious of other competitors in this fast-growing space, because in the expansive e-bike industry, only the most successful companies can hold the power. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Luby.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.